expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And we're here with our urban story.
And this is Barbara from Harlem, this beautiful... What's today's date?
June the 2nd
of 2018. And I want to thank all of you for bearing with me last week when I was alone and my co-host, Miss BB Diamond, was in Los Angeles, California, but she's here today. And here we go. Let me first off give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about what we're saying, and we're ready to blast off. Ms. Diamond?
Yes, welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our urban story on this beautiful Saturday. As usual, there's so much in the news that I don't really know where to begin, but I think it is important for us to just take a moment and speak about Memorial Day, which occurred this past Monday, May 28th, 2018. Now, I've been hearing from a couple of vets like Alan West and others who are saying that we really shouldn't say Happy Memorial Day. It's such a part of the American lexicon that we automatically say it just to be nice, polite, and courteous. Happy Memorial Day. But really, the purpose of Memorial Day is to honor those men and women who have fallen in service to this country in all the armed services of the United States. So really, when you think about it, it is a solemn day. But it's just natural to say Happy Memorial Day. But we should take the moment, and it's past because today is June 2nd, but we should take a moment and just realize how important it is, the sacrifice of those men and women in uniform, because without their sacrifice, particularly, I think, during World War II, God only knows where this country would be. Because Adolf Hitler, he had plans to also come to North America once he had conquered Europe. So when people say we could have been speaking German by now, it's really not an exaggeration. It is true. And these young men and women made a lot of sacrifices for our freedom. So we should be eternally grateful for their sacrifice. Barbara, what are your thoughts, please?
Well, most definitely. And I think that Alan West, he's a colonel. Mm-hmm. Alan West is absolutely correct. We must remember the sacrifices that were made on behalf of the freedoms and the liberties that we enjoy today. It's a strong remembrance of our historical beginnings. You know, anything worth having is worth fighting for, and sometimes you have to die for it. And those who came before us fought in all of our wars, they died for us to be free. That's why I feel so adamant about those who would talk about, act like America has not made tremendous progress in the area of race relations and all of that. People have died so we could have the opportunities we have today. And America is the homeland of the free because of those who were so brave.
Yes, and it is a day that it's an extra day off from work. We love the 3-day weekend. I do too. We love the barbecuing and having people over and playing cards, whatever we do on Memorial Day. But really, we must take a moment and think about those men and women who died, particularly overseas, for our freedom, never to come back to American shores, particularly those missing in action. So, you know, while Memorial Day is a great 3-day weekend, a lot of bargains and sales, we need to remember the real reason behind Memorial Day. And then, and that's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It appears as though that the summit with the president of North Korea, I mean, he's really a dictator, Kim Jong-un, is back on for June 12th in Singapore. Obviously, the president had broken it off initially because the representatives from North Korea did not come to Washington previously to prep and prepare for the meeting between the two leaders of their respective countries. But apparently they are in the United States, North Korea's representatives on behalf of Kim Jong-un, And based on the president's comments, it appears as though that summit is going forward. Any thoughts, Barbara?
Well, you know, I had confidence in our president that he would do what's best. And I think we can all agree that these foreign leaders have a special respect for our president. Mm. Our president knows how to deal with them on and at any level they come at him. Mm-hmm. And that's what's very important, and we need that. So I'm very proud of him, and we'll see what happens with this.
Absolutely. Moving on to a non-political, but I'm saying non-political, but it has a political tinge to it, is the situation involving comedian Roseanne Barr. As most of us know by now, she tweeted something that I think was very unfortunate about former presidential advisor Valerie Jarrett, advisor to former President Barack Obama.
Yes.
And she was like, she said something like, Valerie Jarrett is a combo of a Muslim Brotherhood and what she said, Planet of the Apes having a baby. And I think that was really, I mean, that was
funny.
Rough.
Funny.
It was funny, but it was also inappropriate.
Yes, it was.
And it borders on racism. I mean, but what's interesting is Roseanne said she didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. I mean, but then at the same time, well, really, not at the same time, a day or two after, you had another comedian who called the president's daughter and one of his advisors, Ivanka Trump, she called her the C word. It ends with a T. So, I mean, and she still has her job. This comedian who referred to Ivanka Trump in a vulgar, using a vulgar term, has her job. In fact, she was honored in Hollywood the other day, and celebrities have defended her and that vulgarity. But what Roseanne Barr said about Valerie Jarrett got her fired, got her show canceled. There's obviously a double standard, right, Barbara?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about that. You know, the leftists have a standard that they define as right and they define as wrong, which is completely opposite from what normal people define as right and wrong.
Right.
There's not only a double standard, there's a quadruple layered standard. Mm. You know, they want to do what they want to do the way they want to do it. And if you are not in compliance with their insanity, they want you fired. They want you disbarred. They want anything. They want everything. They're mean and they're vicious. So I feel very sorry for her. But on the other hand, she should have known. And she's been around long enough to know about the double, triple, quadruple standard that they play by. They don't play by the rules of what that normal people play by.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So I feel very sorry for her. But
right. Exactly.
That's how it goes.
Exactly. Unemployment is down amongst blacks, so one of its lowest or the lowest level. The economy is booming.
Yes.
Which is great. It's booming to such an extent that Chick-fil-A in Sacramento, California is now going to be offering, from what I read, $18 an hour. That is astounding because the job market has tightened. It's tightened, meaning that now employers will have to compete for employees, and that gives us, the employees, an advantage. So you have to give Trump, whether you like him, dislike him, whatever the case may be, you have to give Trump credit for the economy doing better. Now, there are some people who are still struggling. There are some people who are still unemployed. But for the first time in a long time, from what I understand, there are more jobs for Americans than ever before. Your thoughts, Barbara?
You know, those who are consumed by hatred and are still in shock that Hillary lost will never give him credit.
Mm.
We know that.
Right.
But we who are sane and, you know, our hearts are not just consumed with darkness, blackness, and hatred. We applaud this president for his accomplishments. In 16, I think it's 16 months, he's been president. Look at what he's accomplished.
Exactly.
Look at moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And that wasn't done before. Look at calling, Kim Jong-un to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un. When our previous presidents, including Bush, didn't do anything.
Right.
But help him become more of a threat to the world.
Absolutely.
So well, I'm very
Trump
proud.
Trump understands. He knows how to deal with bullies. And the more you acquiesce to bullies, the worse they get, the more bodacious, the more outrageous they get.
Right.
So Kim Jong-un and his father before him, they could be bodacious and be aggressive because the American administrations prior to Trump wouldn't hold their feet to the fire. So they got worse and worse and worse. And now Kim Jong-un is up against this barrier called Donald Trump. And his fear is that the Americans, because we do have Americans stationed on the Korean Peninsula in what is called the demilitarized zone, which is the zone between the barrier, if you will, between North and South Korea. And he knows that it's very feasible that American soldiers could invade North Korea should we choose to do so. But he's up against this guy named Donald Trump, our president, and he realizes he can't just flim-flam and BS his way and just keep threatening us. Something will happen to North Korea.
Well, you know,
and that has driven him to the table.
Well, you know, I'm a little prejudiced, but Donald Trump is a New Yorker, and we come to the table in a very unique way. I think unpredictable, but effective.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And that's who he is.
Right.
And sometimes he acts crazier than the crazy ones, but he's crazy smart.
Exactly.
And see, they don't know how to deal with him.
Right. Exactly.
You know, just like he told, Kim?
Right, Jong-un.
Whatever. You know, I would never call you short and fat.
While calling him short and fat.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the New York way. That's how we do it. Yeah. So we need to applaud our president. But, you know, some are not able to because they live in darkness.
I know, on another political note, and that's very important, but your thoughts on the pardon of Dinesh D'Souza, and for those who are not familiar with him, he's of he's from the subcontinent of India.
That doesn't even make any difference.
But
yes,
I wanted to give people a background. He's a conservative commentator.
My
very
comments?
Effective commentator, very impactful. Yes, Barbara, sorry.
I applaud our president for doing that. Because as he said, this man was totally treated unfairly because of his conservatism, because of his truth, and because of his knowledge. And I saw him on one of the news stations or broadcasts earlier today. Well, it was on YouTube.
Right.
And he said that the president said that he was treated unfairly, and Dinesh D'Souza said he was treated that way because of the movie he did on Obama. Mm. Obama did not like it. Mm-hmm. Obama wanted to make an example out of him. And he did. And he said that no one else that he could find historically has ever been indicted, much less in prison, for doing what he did.
Really?
So he put it at the feet of Obama.
Right.
And I am so proud of our president.
Yeah, I think a lot of things went on with, you know, when Obama was in office against conservatives, and we could talk about the IRS targeting conservatives. A number of unethical things. I know Obama is fond of saying there were no scandals during his administration.
He's a liar.
But in reality, there were scandals during his administration. And now there's another scandal brewing in the intelligence community that the FBI had planted a spy in Donald Trump's campaign. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they feared this man so deeply. It was as though the FBI and members of the CIA were determined to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. And if the worst case scenario happened in their minds, the worst case scenario did happen because he won, they would try to demonize him, destroy him, and besmirch him. And you can look it up on Google or whatever search engine you use, that there, and I have not heard it disputed, that there was an FBI planted a spy. I think that's outrageous. I don't know why there isn't more discussion around that, because now how do we as Americans regain trust of our intelligence agencies if they were willing to spy on an American? Whether you like him or not, Donald Trump deserved better than that. And I just think that's outrageous, and there may be more issues coming out from that because there, the President Obama may have ordered that. We don't know at this point.
Well, look at the search warrant they got on false basis.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's why, you know, when people don't think that character counts, it does. We should do due diligence to try to find out what the character of these people are that we are electing into office.
It's true. You're right.
We deserve better than that. That's why I don't even understand Hillary Clinton supporters, because it's been proven throughout her political career that she is a congenital liar. And why would people want to have someone that they know is a liar in the highest office in the world? I don't understand that. I will not try to understand that. But then again, if you're dark and you're godless, I guess you don't have a moral compass, and it makes no difference. And it's sad that we have so many in this country whose morality, it doesn't even play a role in their decisions.
Right. And I think some are willfully blind. They know better, but they want to vote a certain way anyway. Others are ignorant. They
According
do not
to party.
Vote, right. Yeah. And they do not put their, that they don't line up their values with how they vote. They're just ignorant. That's a blind spot for them. So I'm just glad Dinesh D'Souza was pardoned by President Trump.
Yes.
It seemed as though his prosecution was due to political reasons. The whole thing going back to Roseanne Barr, I think if she were a left-wing comedian,
that never would have happened.
This would have never happened. She would have never lost her job on ABC. President Trump has had a lot of nasty things said about him. And like he said in a tweet, he never got a call from Bob Iger, who is the president of ABC, to apologize for the nasty things said about him and just the recent vulgarity said about Ivanka Trump. Whether you like her or not, for these so-called feminists to call other women the C word is outrageous, and it's really unacceptable.
It is.
Yes, Barbara.
The thing I wanted to say, you know, just going back to what you were talking about, you know, people who are ignorant of the character of people, the worst group of people that vote just because they vote a certain way are those who go to church.
Mm.
In my book, that is the saddest chapter of my book, because I observed in real time how many people who go to church, praise the Lord, hallelujah, stomp your feet, clap your hands. But when it comes to politics, they don't think character counts. Mm. They're supposed to be representing the Most High God.
Mm.
But yet still, they'll quickly run to the voting place and vote for people who have obvious dark hearts, who defy God in defining marriage, in ignoring the sacredness of the baby's life in a womb. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll run to the polling place after they leave the church house and vote for people with no character and no concept of right and wrong according to God.
That's very powerful. And we're going to talk about your book. In fact, you know, if you're ready, I know we have some people have said some really positive things about your
very
book.
Very positive.
But we'll take care of that at another time. But what you said is very true and is also very sad. And I think the Democrats have been very, very effective in brainwashing so many black people that regardless of what the politician does, a Democratic politician does, regardless of the policy he or she supports, we're just so programmed to vote for Democrats.
Yes.
It's like as natural as brushing our teeth. And we as black people really need to wake up. We really need to evaluate that blind loyalty because it has cost us in many ways. A lot of policies that the Democrat Party have supported have really harmed the black community. This unfettered illegal immigration was sapping a lot of jobs, particularly at the entry level position. They were sapping jobs from African Americans, native born black people born here, losing jobs to illegal immigrants. The Democratic Party didn't care because they viewed them, and they still view them to a certain extent, as a voting bloc that they can use to retain and maintain power, because that's what it's really about Democrats, because they want to shape this country in the way in their view of it, and that's a more secular, humanist way, as opposed to the way that this country was founded. This country was founded, and it's not something I'm making up, but this is literally true. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that is historically accurate. And you have too many Democrats who want us to forget that or not even know that. Yes,
and you know why? Because they hate God. They hate. That's why they don't even want. They're so angry. And not one Democrat went to celebrate the embassy opening up in Jerusalem. And in the 2012, I think it was DNC, they didn't want God mentioned. They've become, unfortunately, a bunch of godless Marxists. As far as I'm concerned, this is my opinion. But they don't want anything to do with God. And you know, when you talk about Israel, you can't help but to think about the God of heaven.
Absolutely.
That's why they're not friends to Israel.
You know, Barbara, I know we're going to break.
Yes, we are.
In a couple of minutes. But I think what you said is very, very important. Because the Bible, again, as we've said, is not just a spiritual book. It is a history book. And I don't know of any renowned historian who's been able to refute or dispute the historical facts as laid out in the Bible.
They can't.
The Bible also has prophecies, and clearly in Ezekiel 37, and I believe in Jeremiah 30, and that's actually in numerous places in the, what we call the Old Testament, but Jewish people call the Tanakh. The prophecies of them returning to the land of Israel are so clear.
Very clear.
Very, very clear.
Right.
So when Israel was refounded, if you will, and formally, officially founded as a state, in 1948,
right,
that was a fulfillment of several prophecies laid out throughout the Old Testament. Yes, Barbara.
Yes, yes, yes. How many minutes before we go to break? 2 minutes. Maybe I can quickly read this from on Amazon, and it's in reference to the book. And this was done by a very dear person in Atlanta, Thomas. Every American needs to read this. Barbara from Harlem shares her personal story of growing up in New York and Florida. She writes about hardships within her family, abandonment, and intense racism she's faced. Barbara also shares about changing her political party after years of voting for Democrat candidates. She thoroughly details coming to this decision, a truly open-minded and thought-provoking journey. She is a God-filled woman, and her story is one that needs, excuse me, to be shared with every American. You will quickly read this book and recommend it to a friend.
Wow, that's powerful.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for this wonderful, wonderful review of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by yours truly, Barbara from Harlem.
And Barbara, I have to say that you've gotten several reviews that are pretty positive.
Very positive.
And when we do a reprinting of the book, we like to include some of these reviews.
Oh.
And we want to get this book in the hands, I got to follow with Amazon, I've ordered several copies, in a book of the hands of President Trump, HUD Commissioner
Dr. Ben Carson. Yes. And I want to tell you about a young lady I met at a car dealership a few days ago and tell you what she said, what I said, because I've written this book. We'll be right back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with you at our Urban Story. Let me give you the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Mr. Hyman, you said that you had something that you wanted to share.
Yes.
After I tell my little story.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was at the car dealership, I think it was on Thursday. And there was a black young lady, you know, that came out there. She was working there. And we started talking, you know, because I was telling her, please get my book. Mm-hmm. And then she said, yes, and I have my college degree, and I'm going to go into the military, but I'm going to wait until after Donald Trump is out of office. I said, why? Mm. Of course, she had no answer. Mm. So I told this young lady, I said, don't let the media train your thoughts. You have to break free of that. Donald Trump is doing more for the military than the previous president. Now, both of us are black. I said, you know, Obama did nothing but strip the military. If you want to go into the military, don't let the media tell you that you have to wait until he's out of office, because you're getting older every day. In other words, she was probably in her mid-20s. And there's no reason to wait until he's out of office. I said, he's doing a wonderful job rebuilding our military.
Absolutely.
So think about it. Stop letting people control your thoughts. And you know what was so... And see, that book has helped me to be more outspoken. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, when it looked like bell lights were going off. She said, you know, you're right. I said, this is your life. The media can't live your life So don't let them control you. Go into the military if that's what you want to do and prepare for your future. But I was just so happy that because I wrote this book, and these are some of the messages I wanted to convey. We have to get out of that hating. We have to get out of that blaming people. We have to get out of making excuses. Live our life because God gave everyone talent and ability. Pursue your own happiness.
Now, Barbara, some listening to you, and that's an excellent story. Thank you. Might say to you, why did you say, of course she had no answer. Why do you say that?
Because a lot of times people don't have answers. Mm-hmm. They hear something, they're programmed to believe it, and then you ask them why, and they can't tell you. Mm. So I'm so used to it. I don't expect answers half the time. That's why I ask very deep questions. Mm-hmm. Why are you saying that?
Right.
What did he do to you? Where did you get that message from? And then I know some people, a lot of them who watch CNN. Sometimes I tell people, I say, well, that's what you learn from CNN. How do you know? Because they all sound alike. Mm. So that's why I say they're programmed. Mm.
Thank you for that. This past week on Tuesday, May 29th, Starbucks closed its stores part of the day to conduct, I guess, diversity or racial
yes.
sensitivity training. African-American employees were not required. Producer, I think we have a call coming in. African-American employees were not required. We have a caller. Yes, caller. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, is this Barbara?
This is Barbara. I can't.
Hi, my dear. God bless you, my dear.
God bless you also. Who am I speaking with?
This is Joanne from England.
Hi, Joanne. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
God bless you and all your family. And again, congratulations on your new car and your new book. And I'm going to be ordering several copies of that as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're a wonderful, wonderful woman. You have such a history, an amazing history. You've done so many great things for the country.
Oh.
And I appreciate the way you speak to people because you're enlightening them. You know, they've been brainwashed by the delusion that the Democrat Party helped minorities.
That's correct.
The Democrat Party did not. Minorities. All they did was promote abortion, killing so many black babies every single day in America. Mostly black babies are the ones that go into the abortion system.
That's true. And that's true. And let me let people know who are listening. You get out there and you go to one of those slaughter mills and you are one of those protesters out there trying to let young women know, don't go in there and have that baby murdered. And we applaud you for your strength and your tenacity. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, my dear friend. God bless you. You know, I heard them personally. I heard them say crack babies. I heard them say that. And I heard them talk about money and all that stuff. You know, as if a person doesn't have a lot of money, they shouldn't be born. There's no price on your head. That's
none.
Slavery. And the Democrat Party promoted, they started the KKK. The Democrat Party was support the segregation law. And the Democrat Party was behind the Jim Crow laws. The Democrat Party has nothing to show, and they do not love the minorities. They love them. They
love. You know what, Miss Joanne? Miss Joanne, they love power. They love control, and they hate God. That's how I sum them up.
They took fun out of the platform for crying out loud.
Absolutely, absolutely.
By going to the colleges and the schools and going and speaking about it, because they're so brainwashed by CNBC and CNN and all that. They don't know, but it's the lack of God. They took God out, and then
absolutely, absolutely.
The devil came in after they took God out.
Well.
Reinstate God into the country.
That's true. That's true. And listen, thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for your wonderful call. God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. And may God continue to bless America.
Amen.
Amen.
All
right.
Thank you
so much, Joanne. Yes.
Appreciate that. And we applaud your efforts for standing out at the abortion clinic just about every Saturday.
That's correct. That's
right. Trying to convince these young women to not have an abortion.
Don't kill that baby.
And so we applaud her. I was starting to talk about Starbucks had a diversity training, racial sensitivity training on Tuesday. Alveda King, who was the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., wrote an op-ed, an opinion piece, in the Washington Examiner. And what she said was very important, and I'm going to read part of her piece, if you can bear with me. Quote, but Starbucks had racism in its corporate identity long before the April arrest. And she's referring to two black men who were arrested at a Starbucks in Philadelphia because they had not purchased any product, but they wanted to meet some friends there and they wanted to use the bathroom. And the manager of that Starbucks called the police. Maybe it wasn't the right thing to do or the best thing to do, but they were not buying any coffee or any kind of product. So going back to her opinion piece. But Starbucks had racism in its corporate identity long before the April arrest, King wrote in her Washington Examiner op-ed. Through its corporate donation, Starbucks contributes to one of the most racist organizations in our nation's history. Planned Parenthood, the largest single provider of abortions in the U.S., performs more than 300,000 terminations each year. So Ms. Joanne calling was just, it was just providence because her call helps me with this article that I'm
Amen.
So thank you, Joanne.
Amen. And go ahead. You have something else to say.
Yes. In her column, King observed to Starbucks the racist roots of Planned Parenthood, beginning with its founder, eugenist Margaret Sanger. Quoting, more African Americans have died from abortion than from AIDS, accidents, violent crimes, cancer, and heart disease combined, she explained. In America today, a black child is three times more likely to be killed in a womb than a white child. And since 1973, abortion has reduced the black population by more than 25%, unquote. So thank you, Joanne, for your call.
Absolutely. And I would like to just add to what you've just said, Miss Diamond, we must also remember with Margaret Sanger's history of being a royal racist, who admires her? Who gets awards in her name? That would be Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary Clinton said that she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger's tenacity was to eliminate black people.
You're right, and we've talked about that on several of shows because it's important.
And I want people to hear it. I want people to process
it's
it.
Very, very important. Now, if Mrs. King's information is correct, Alveda King pointed out that 80% of Planned Parenthood facilities are located in inner city neighborhoods, and that the abortion change business model was, quote, specifically engineered to target them, meaning African Americans.
Well, absolutely.
But I just want to say this piece, and then I'll be quiet.
Yeah, okay.
About 13% of American women are black, but they have more than 35% of the abortions.
Of course, even in New York, more black babies are aborted than are born.
Wow.
But my point is, how in the world can people be so enamored by Hillary Clinton, who was enamored by someone who wanted to eliminate black people?
Mm.
And people need to start thinking.
Right.
You know, and even the Democratic Party, I can't remember the exact year, but they voted against the law banning lynching. They are the most racist party. Most of the Ku Klux Klan members, like Robert Byrd, were all Democrats.
Right.
But yet and still, black people are just, they sell their soul to the Democratic Party, which has done nothing to really...
No. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Increase the quality of life for blacks.
When you think about it, and you're right, Barbara, and we're going to do, I'm going to write this down. So we do a show specifically going one by one as much as we can on the big Democratic policies that have really proven to fail the inner cities.
Absolutely.
You can't just throw money at the situation. The war on poverty, that's his street name, but it's a more formal name, passed in 1965. We spent their estimates of up to $1 trillion
in the inner
city. But can I
just interrupt you for a moment?
And we don't see where it really benefited the inner city.
They're not going to try to benefit the inner city in a sense because they have to have victims for their cause. They don't want people to go to another level. You notice in the inner city, most of those not-for-profits that are connected to the Democratic Party, they only train black people to be nurses' aide assistants, to be clerks in stores.
Security guards.
To be security guards. Right. Low-paying, minimum wage job. Because if they train them for other jobs, what would their campaign slogan be? All of them campaign on, I'm going to make sure you get a fair wage. But the millions of dollars they get to train them, they train them to get minimum wage. Do you see that connection? When they get ready to campaign, Oh, we want justice for you. You're making minimum wage. Yes, because it's a low-skilled job.
Right.
And they spend millions of dollars training them to be low-skilled workers.
I think this is important. And again, we're going to take some time out and really lay this out. Because I think what you're saying is very important. I believe this is also noted in your book.
Yes.
How they get millions of dollars from the government to train inner city young people primarily, but they're training them for low wage jobs.
That's all they do.
There's nothing wrong with being a nurse's assistant.
Nothing.
Nothing wrong with being a security guard or cashier at Walmart. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But why aren't we training our children to be biophysicists?
Absolutely.
Why aren't we training more to be astronauts, attorneys.
Absolutely. They're
set
not.
Set them up to be bankers. No. And we're not doing that. You're absolutely right. So the irony of this whole thing is the Democrats are saying we're here for the poor people, but at the same time, they make sure their children go to the best colleges, go for to be an attorney,
right.
to be a political scientist, this or that. But then they expect black children to be at the lower end of the scale.
All
whereas
the time.
Conservatives are like, you work hard, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
Regardless of your color. That's the conservative model that I picked up from Rush Limbaugh
right.
20 plus years ago.
And you know, when, what's his name? Christie was running for his second term. I saw him at a town meeting at a church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he said the woman who was heading one of these boards was black, and she was against black people getting vouchers.
To go to what?
To go to schools that are other than the public. To go to charter schools.
Gotcha.
And he made sure he told us it was a black woman.
Wow.
And he called her name.
Yeah.
Because they have to have victims.
This is very important.
For their cause.
Right.
They have to have
this
victims.
Is true.
So you're not going to
yes.
progress but so much under their dictatorship.
That's very powerful. Because the greatest fighters against giving inner city black parents choices are other blacks and the National Education Association, the teachers unions. Because if inner city black parents who don't have a lot of money have a choice to send their children to academically like charter schools that specialize in science, that specialize in arithmetic, different things, a lot of them would leave the public school systems in their neighborhoods. The
Absolutely.
Teachers unions are fighting tooth and nail against giving their children
shut them down vouchers
choices and giving parents choices. Why is this important? Because if you notice, a lot of leftists, they have really poisoned our young people in college. They don't, to the point where the young people in college think America got successful by exploiting the West Indies, by exploiting the Philippines. That's what they're being taught in college, because the leftists have positioned themselves in Hollywood, in media, in academia on purpose.
And also in the church. And that's why you need to get escaping the racism of low expectations, because I just graduated from college in 2006. I went to a liberal arts crazy place in the Bronx, and I give examples of what was being taught. And it wasn't what wasn't being taught was how to function in the world, how to love America, how to, advance in life. It was taught, what was taught was America was imperialistic,
mm-hmm. yep.
racist,
yeah.
the cops hate you.
Right.
I mean, I had to sit through this to get my degree, and I did get my degree. I did complete it in 2006.
Right.
But get my book, and you can read about some of the things. So if you have children, preparing them for college and all of that, you have to be very careful where you send your child.
So again, it goes back to what I was speaking of earlier. Thank you, Barbara, because I think that's important, and we're going to explore this more.
Okay.
About control.
Yes.
Democrats want to retain control.
Of course.
Of black people, of their
yes.
thoughts. You see, when Kanye West, who I'm not a fan of, he stepped off the Democratic plantation, how they piled on Kanye, how they will pile on black conservatives, because we're expected to toe the line.
Can I say one thing?
Please.
And also they want a new, which a herd of people. That's why they want open borders.
Exactly.
And see, they want these people to be allowed to come in America without them being vetted, without them contributing. That's why they're promising them food stamps, housing, et cetera, et cetera. Because then they're going to tell them, we, the Democrats, were the ones who got you into the land of milk and honey, and you must vote for us.
That's exactly it. And that's called psychological manipulation.
And that's they're good at that.
They don't care. They just want to retain
power.
Power.
That's it.
This is very important.
Power.
Republicans have done a poor job of advancing the message that we're
That's
not going to babysit you. You are African American adults. You're American citizens. You have the responsibility for your own lives. Whereas the Democrats will say, "We'll coddle you. We'll take care of you." But at the same time, they're weakening
they
us
control,
as a people.
They control you, and they take away men's manhood. And all you have to do is walk around the urban area. You see a lot of bitter, disgruntled, angry black women.
Okay.
Angry. Yeah. Every day of their lives, you can see it on their faces. And they may be 20-something, but those frown marks are getting etched in, and they look very old.
You know, you and I were talking about the attitude of a lot of black women.
Yes.
And a lot of black women, unfortunately, when you encounter, and we're black women, when you encounter black women, a number of them look at you funny if they don't know you. They're looking at you like they're checking you out, like, who is she? I think that's one of the things that hurts black women in general is too many black women have a bad attitude. They're getting on their children's cases in the store.
Oh, they're
get
horrible.
Your butt over here. They're talking to children any kind of way. And I just think it's the culture sometimes in a black community is something that needs to be talked about. Even when you're on a train, some black women act like, you better not touch me. They come across as unfriendly. And I know black women have had a lot of struggles, but it's something I think that we need to address.
Well, the struggles start as a child. When you have over 70% of your black children being born, excuse me, into single.
That's part of this, right, exactly.
It starts with the broken home. They're broken from the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's not because of the color of their skin, it's because of the circumstances under which they're being born. Mm-hmm. And then you have many households where this one has this father, this one has that father, that one has this father. It's a lot of family conflict.
Right.
And you have a lot of families that are dangerously functioning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the validation and all of that a lot of times is absent. And then they grow up trying to look for love in the wrong places, many times getting pregnant to try to hold on to a man if they feel that they have that baby that'll keep him. And then that turns into a disaster. So they're piling on top of all of the pain, the hurt, and the brokenness that they entered into adulthood.
And I think it affects black people from coast to coast. I was in Los Angeles last week, and there's a lot of homelessness in California. We were on Venice Beach. They set up a homeless station walking, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You have, people hanging out. It's really bad, but the whole attitude of black women, I just think from coast to coast, it just really needs to change. Black women really, in order to advance professionally, and I'm not saying I'm setting the world on fire, but we really need to let go of some of that attitude, because when you bring that attitude to work, it affects your ability to be promoted. People don't know if they can trust you. I just want black women to just lighten up, let go. A lot of black women have a lot on their shoulders. They're single mothers. They're trying to take care of their children, grandchildren, pay bills. But just too many of them have an attitude, and it's noticeable. And I just want to put that out there, because I want black women to understand that the air you're giving off is rather negative. And too often, again, they look at you like, in a suspicious manner. They don't even know you, and they act like you owe them $50. It's just a negative vibe I'm getting from too many black women.
And
I just think it needs to be discussed and put on the table.
And if you don't fit into the mold that they see around them all the time.
That's a good point.
That strikes them funny, too.
That's a good point.
Half your boobs aren't showing, and you don't have earrings big enough to almost fit you, put your head through.
Right.
You look weird to them.
Right. That's a good point.
So you got to think about all of that.
That's a good point.
But We hope that we've given you a little juice for this week and some things to think about. You know, we got to watch what's going on with this FBI, and we wish that Mueller would shut down.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara. Yes. I know we have about 5 minutes left to the show. But I think it's important that we talk about Robert Mueller. He is now entering his second year of investigation.
Waste of taxpayer money.
On this Russia thing. The bottom line is really, really, what evidence do we have?
None.
That Russia influenced the outcome. I mean, literally influenced. What is the premise upon which this investigation was started?
True.
That the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians?
How?
Okay, you may have had some Trump people talk to the Russians, but did that turn the campaign in Trump's favor? What evidence is there? If there is no evidence of that, then what is the purpose of this whole investigation?
It's a waste of time.
Right.
It's an absolute waste of time. What did they do? Clone people and fly them over here and have them vote, and then they made them disintegrate?
Right.
We didn't see any foreign people voting.
The bottom line to this whole thing, did the Russians cause Hillary Clinton to lose the elections? If you do not have evidence of that, then this needs to be wound down. Because if you're talking about, well, the Trump people on the campaign talk to Russians, whatever. Okay, that's peripheral stuff. The heart of the matter is, did the Russians cause Hillary Clinton to lose the election? There is no evidence of that.
And how?
Good point. If we have no evidence of that, this is not something that happened 20 years ago. So the evidence, if it exists, should be fresh.
They don't have any evidence.
And if it's not readily available, if it's not available, if it's, you don't have it, we need to start winding
down. Listen, after all of this time, it needs to be shut down. They're trying to find all kinds of reasons why he shouldn't be president. And we, the people, have said this is who we choose to be our president. Period. Respect the will of the people. He won 12 more states than she did. She didn't even carry Arkansas. She only carried these liberal states. It needs to be shut down. They're wasting our money. We need that money to go into our infrastructure to fix that and do other things. This should be enough is enough.
Right. I mean, at this point, if Robert Mueller does not have the goods to say that, and he cannot tell us how the Russians influenced, because this is the whole thing, right? Unless I'm missing it. The whole thing is that the Russians colluded with Trump, the campaign, and caused Hillary Clinton the election. We don't have any evidence of it at this point. This needs to be shut down.
But meanwhile, Obama can falsely get a search warrant or whatever, have a spy in the Trump camp to spy on him. And that's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down our show. We want to thank our military men and women for your service. Thank you for
and our law enforcement.
For law enforcement, our first responders. Thank you so much. God bless you all. And thank you for listening to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.